In 2015. Nou die probleem is ek is die FNB waar vandag hy is weer terug. All City, Colin Ray Jepsen and a good time. Is het lang van jou lewe, OFM. Hier is die Good Morning Breakfast. Ek is Gerben in vir Shandor vandag. Hy is weer terug Dinsdag. Nou, luister, van die grootste en die beste belewenings wat ek nog ooit gehad het, was die FNB Varsity Cup finaal, toe die Shimla's het gewen het in 2015. Nou die probleem is ek is 'n erge Shimla ondersteuner, soos in wild. Soos om vir jou idee te gee, ek het vroeër met die africhter gepraat, van UCT IQ, so dis wat hy gesê het. Dit is min of meer hoe groot ondersteuner ek is. So ek het besluit, ons moet objektief wees, dit is baie belangrik, dus het ek die sportguru ingekry by OFM, hy is ons sportsredakteur Morgan Peek, en hy gaan gesels met van ons gaste van die Shimla's, wat maandag in die finaal speel.
Yeah, good morning, thanks Gerben. We've got three of the Shimla's here. We've got coach Andre Trudeau, as well as the loose forward Kwesi Dlamini, and of course captain Pierre Ace. Guys, welcome. Big game coming up on Monday night. How are the nerves feeling going into this last weekend before this championship match?
Yeah, I would lie if I say there weren't nerves, but the boys have prepared well and they're looking forward to the challenge on Monday evening.
And Pierre, from your side, you're the man on the park, the guy leading these guys. So this is one massive opportunity for yourself. And then we'll talk about that a bit later. Your brother as well, also playing in a final on Monday. So big for the family.
Ja, nee, dis 'n groot voorreg eerstens om kaptein te wees van 'n Shimla span. En ja, soos ons coach sê, daar is 'n bietjie nerves, maar dis deel van die game. Daar gaan altyd nerves wees en ek sien baie uit vir maandag.
And Kwesi, yourself, you've had a couple of games in the campaign, you've had an injury as well, but you've also done enough on the park to get a nomination for one of the forwards players of the year. So, massive opportunity. You've been in this for the last couple of years, two lost semi-finals at home, and this is what you guys have been working towards, and it's still that one hurdle that's in the way.
Yeah, look, it's been a journey for the past couple of years, pushing the project, obviously, to get to the final and win the whole competition. So to see the whole thing coming to fruition is very satisfying. We've put a lot of work in the past couple of months together, so it feels good to be in the finals, finally.
Andre, and I have been speaking to a couple of those guys that played in that 2015 final. I've spoken to Franco Smith as well, who is, of course, the coach back then. You were part of the technical team, an analyst at that stage. And a clear message that came through from everyone I've spoken to, that included Neil Murray, Daniel Martins, the likes of, is that they said, don't change anything, just carry on doing. You start preparing for that final from day one. It's not about getting into the final, it's about winning the final. Is this a philosophy that you've carried over from back then to now?
Yeah, look, obviously, we've got a certain brand that we play at Shimla's, and it's brought us a lot of success over the years. But there are things that we tweaked before pre-season to be able to play better in playoff games. And I think the boys have bought into that. So we won't ever move away from our brand of attacking rugby, but we do have to be a bit more balanced.
And we saw that brand in full flight on Monday night in that semi-final there at the DC. How pleasing was that semi-final? Because that was only the second time that you guys had ever won a game against Marty's in the, as you called it, before the Cathedral of Student Rugby.
Yeah, look, I think when we played them at Shimla Park, I think we were leading 19-5 and we missed a nine-point try opportunity. And after the game, they sort of celebrated as though they've already won the Varsity Cup, Marty's. And I thought the coaching staff of Melusium Tetwa, Tian Liebenberg, did a great job in analysing Marty's and getting a good plan to the players. And the players executed, but the attitude with which they executed was really amazing. So it was really pleasing. But now we've got a big 80 minutes left, and hopefully the boys can bring that same passion and attitude that they had at the DC.
And Pierre, I touched on this just now, that your younger brother played in the final against Marty's on Monday, and a cheeky conversion that he took there right at the end as a loose forward or a forward. How big is this for you, knowing that your younger brother is also going to probably play in that final, and then you've got another team member who's also got a brother that's probably going to play for that Young Guns?
Ja, nee, ek het geweet my broer kom Bloemfontein toe, en het was my, ek het moes besluit of, om nog 'n jaar te bly in Bloem. En dit was my groot voorreg, hy het actually saam met ons geoefen vir die hele pre-season. En om elke oggend saam om te oefen en ons druk mekaar in die gym was regtig vir my lekker gewees. En ja, hulle het ook 'n groot final, so ek weet hulle gaan ook hulle beste gee. En ja.
En Kwesi, the Ikeys was the opening game of the Varsity Cup in 2024. So this final is literally going to come full circle on Monday. It's that opening game against, as opposed to the very last game of the competition. And one thing we've seen from the Ikeys throughout, and we saw it in that first game, is a physicality. How much are you forwards looking forward to that physicality and that physical battle up front?
Yeah, look, against the Ikeys, it's always going to be a physical game. They stay in the fight till the end, so we prepared for it. We know what's coming, so we're definitely excited for the game on Monday. Obviously, the forwards have to step up and yeah, just do the best we can.
And Andre, probably one of the big things that was a discussion point is Ikeys have got an incredibly reliable goal kicker. He's gone past 250 points in Varsity Cup Rugby on Monday night. And we saw that was the big difference in that semi-final at the Fani against the Pick when, you know, five penalties. And that's something that hurt you guys in that first game as well.
Yeah, look, in that first game, we scored five tries and they scored three tries, but they managed to beat us. Obviously, we had a look at our discipline. I think we conceded 18 penalties that game. And we've managed to get our penalty counts down. It's a thing that we really worked hard on to be a bit smarter, a bit more astute. And the boys have taken to it. And, I think definitely discipline because the kicker is a top kicker. And also they've got a very good coaching staff. So it's going to be a big challenge. They'll have a few plans and we're looking forward to the challenge.
This is probably that one you talked about, the good coaching staff that the Ikeys have got, and Tom Dawson Squibb is incredibly good with working with the youngsters' minds and that. We saw him going with the Proteas to the Cricket World Cup last year. So how much from your side, and I think this is where I've always rated you as a coach as well, you're incredibly good at working with these youngsters, and Malusi does it as well, getting the guys tuned in and focused into the game for Monday, because it is a final, yes, but essentially it's just another game in the process.
Yeah, look, Tom is obviously a corporate trainer and a psychologist, so it's a really interesting story because he's not a background of a rugby coaching, but he manages his coaches, Robbie Fleck, Josh Strauss, those sort of guys, Nick Groom very well. And then he's very good with getting the mental side of the game right. I think from our side, you know, I've got 24 years experience as a coach, and that's been something I've been constantly working on because the team culture is very important. If you've got a happy team, they will go to war for you as a coach. And, we base our thing on a vision. And I think Ikeys last year won the University World Cup or something. And our vision 3 years ago that we set to the team is we wanted to be the best attacking university in the world. And I think that's going to be a great opportunity on Monday night to beat the so-called University World Champions in the final. It'll be tough, but that's the plan. So the mental side of the game is really important. And I think it's also very good in our coaching staff because Tian Liebenberg has got a special way of working with the mental side with the forwards and Malusi with the backline players. So that's definitely a very important part of coaching. And that's something that comes with time as a coach because you've got to have experience year in, year out to handle different situations.
And Pierre, just finally going back to you, big final Monday night, Chimla Park, 7 o'clock. You've got a whole weekend to tune in for this, but we haven't touched on enjoyment factor. How important is this to go out there, say to the lads, go out there, enjoy it, do what you love doing?
Kyk, ons sê by elke oefening, ons moet detail en al die goeders hê, maar die belangrikste, as jy nie die game geniet nie, dan hoekom join ons die game? So, ons gaan uit met 'n plan, maar ons gaan ook uit om die game wat ons geniet, om het te join. So, ja.
Guys, thank you very much. All the best for Monday night. enjoy the weekend, enjoy the moment, and please bring that trophy home on Monday.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Good Morning Breakfast Show for OFM. The clock for your river.